This is me filming my family in Assam in the 1980s. I must have been about four when I took this. Just before my parents decided to leave India for the UK. For good?
Mum?
Yeah?
Why didn't you teach us Assamese?
Daddy told me not to speak Assamese, you will get confused easily.
But why did you change my name as well?
Because I gave you name Shravana. People will find difficult. He said to send the name. So I found a Leona. It sounds like an Indian name and sounds so sweet. So I said Leona.
This is the house my mum grew up in, which was once made to feel like home.
So you left for the UK in your 20s, didn't you? Did people in Assam have a problem with identity back then?
There was always some troubles. See, Assam is a majority Hindu state. Hmm. Back in my young days, people were worried about Assam losing its language, religion and state being overrun by outsiders. I don't think it is like that now, I think.
It's time to look at what it's like now, beyond the walls of this house. In India, the Citizenship Amendment Act, known as the CAA, had recently been introduced. It grants Indian citizenship to persecuted immigrants from neighbouring countries of all faiths, except for Muslims. In response, protests erupted nationwide. Protests in Assam were very different. Rather than them being about religious discrimination, many were against the CAA because it could allow more migrants to settle in the state. This anti-immigration sentiment reminded me of the UK, where being a daughter of immigrants wasn't easy. What I was seeing in Assam really started to bother me.
Since Assam's newly re-elected Hindu nationalist government was sworn in May, it's carried out its promise to clear government land of what it calls encroachers.
We consider it to be our prime duty to evict the encroachers, be it Hindu or be it Muslim. Coincidentally, 99.99% are migrated Muslims, so we have nothing to say.
I'm on my way to Sipajar with my friend Prakash, who's a photojournalist, to see for myself what's going on.
For the last 2 years, you've been going around sharing stories with mainly minority communities, correct?
Yeah. As of now, what I have seen regarding the Sipajar, how the people who are sort of supporting the government decision, listen, the argument has been that it is not Hindu versus Muslim.
Hmm.
It is indigenous versus non-indigenous. And here things, you know, gets complex.
এটা আল্লাহর ঘর তো সবের জন্যে, সবের জন্য আল্লাহর ঘর, অকালে নহ এটি করো তো না। আজি এই রোজের মাঝে তো আমি যাবে নামাজ পড়ছো, আজি শুক্রবার, এইগুলো আমার দুঃখের বিষয়ে কথা। আমি কাবুই করে আছি সরকার, স্যার আমাক কিবা একটা ঠাই দি ফেলে, আমাক এটা আপনি আরো নকরব, চলি বলে লই ফেলে, খুব হারা হয়েছে। আমি আগর বেয়ে সরকারে কাবু করে আছি।
আমি মানে এনেকুৱা হৈ গৈছে, গুলিটো মারা 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 বাদ দি যদি আমাক যদি এক বোতলকে বিষ দিলা হয়, বিষ খাই কেনে মরি গেলো হয়। আমি এই কত আহিছে, মানে আমার আমার যে জন্মটো, মানে ইয়াস এতে জন্ম, সৰুৰ পৰা এতে ডাঙৰ হৈছোঁ, আমাৰ মছজিদটো ভাঙিব নালাগিছিল না, আমি আমি এতিয়া যে নামাজ পঢ়িম বা দুই দুটা আল্লাহৰ লগতে আমি কান্দিম সেইটো জেগাটো আমাৰ এৰা নাই, উপায় হাৰা হৈ গৈছোঁ মেম, কওঁ আৰু মানে আছোঁ আৰু কিবা কিবি কৰি আছোঁ আৰু ইয়াতে
মাটি চৰকাৰে মাংসি চৰকাৰৰ ভূমি আমি কা
বহুত মানুহ আছে, কোনো খাদ্য নাই, খোলা পানী খাৱা দা নাই, দম কলে নাই, টোপনি আহে কিন্তু চকু ফুলি ফুলি আছে টোপনি কাৰণে, টোপনি গেলি টোপনি আহে
You cannot justify what happened, no matter what your history says, no matter what your politics says. It cannot be justified. The young generation, we have also accepted certain ideas, certain arguments from our parents, from previous generations, without critically thinking about it.
What Prakash is saying worries me. I set up a workshop with a group of young Assamese people who would never normally be in the same room together. The intention is to share experiences of growing up in India today.
What is it like to grow up in India today?
Before me, there are multiple ideas of India, multiple ideas of who is an Indian. A lot of fear, insecurity, you know, hatred comes from that particular feeling. And while I try to explore all of this, I'm getting confused. And perhaps this is the beginning, but this is where I am. I'm at a crossroad and I'm confused.
Safe is definitely not the word, I would say. Don't feel safe at all. You're constantly being watched. So the fact that you have to be so, I mean, you think twice before even saying out your name?
It's not that safe. And people in power, they are just, they know how to manipulate, and they are, we are kind of like puppets only. And we know somewhere that what's happening. So either we choose to be, you know, either to be an ally or just we don't care.
So I believe that it's better to be here, you know, than many other places. It's had a familiar home. I feel I'm connected to this place. If someone speaks badly about my place, I can chop his head from the body. So this kind of love I have to this land.
You get what, sorry?
I can be hating.
Oh.
I have some vision regarding Assam. I want Assam to be a powerful state among all. You know, Assam has suffered a lot of things. Our people have suffering from since a lot. So I want to end this suffering, no? We have tolerated so much.
Thank you for sharing.
Can I go out? Can I go out for 5 minutes or 10 minutes? I want to go out.
Just let's pause, breathe, please.
এডিপিপি নাম শুনিছানে না? কোনে কোনে শুনিছে? হাতডাঙা শ্ৰোতা কি কৰে জানানে? চ' তোমালোকৰ হাতত ৰেছপনচিবিলিটি এটা আছে, আজিৰ ছাত্ৰ আজিৰ নাগৰিক। ঠিক আছে, তোমালোক ষ্টুডেণ্ট হ'ব পাৰা, বাট এই দেশখন, এই দেশখনৰ ভৱিষ্যতটো তোমালোকে নিৰ্ণয় কৰিবা, আমি নহয়।
Do you think India is safe for Muslim people?
Yep. India is safe for every Indian citizenship. There is no Muslim, no Hindus. If we're talking about India, if you are an Indian citizen, you are safe. In Assam, have you heard people targeting masjids?
Yeah.
When?
Sipaja. How many mosques?
Wait. Sipaja, that land belongs to the Assamese people, first of all, and there was a mandir before then, okay? So what the government did was take back the land. So if he, I'm telling you, if there are 10 guests to your house come, you can take it. If 100 comes, you can't take it. No? There's a limit. We have been like taking guests from yes, very long time, and this is now the limit that we can't take anymore.
Mum?
Yeah?
The more time I'm spending in Assam, the more confused I'm getting about everything. There's so much hatred against outsiders here in Assam.
Well, there is only outsider will make the Assamese minority in their own land. Their people are a bit old, so don't be worried, but people are worried.
Can you give us a live version rather than...
Yeah. Oh. I don't have the instrument.
Come back, you know. Huh? Fine? You're singing!
No, this is not me.
Oh.
Somebody else.
I choose to believe you would let it take control. You don't see me now.
Everyone screams out humanity, but I mean, Assam is the only one taking the whole burden of humanity towards migrants of the entire India. For example, eviction, which happened in Sipajar. Let's take that. Whatever happened was wrong. The way it happened was wrong. The way government chose to do it was wrong.
And they had cards.
Assamese are not denying that they were legal migrants. We are just saying that they were legal migrants and illegal settlers. It's a big difference.
Why?
Girl.
What do you have to say about encroachment? We have a problem of illegal immigrants. When I do not have to eat, I do not have enough for myself, how can you expect me to bring out my humanity and support someone else? I am sorry. I do not want to get into trouble discussing identity formation and belonging because that, of course, we know, no matter how much it's on an individual level, somehow it goes back. Somehow it will relate to CANRC.
My friends who are non-Muslims, they can voice their opinion however they want. And they would not be reprimanded the way I would if I were to share certain opinions. Why is it that every time I want to voice my opinion, people would come up to me and say, if you have that much of a problem, why don't you simply leave the country? Who has given that person the agency to decide which country I should belong to?
It has happened to me as I don't know for how many times, and I have stopped counting it now. People treat a part of Muslims differently in Assam. Those in Assam will know that they call people Mias. And it can be sometimes used as a slang, Mia Manhu. Mia Manhu. When I would talk to my mother in my mother tongue, they would ask, "You're Mia?" And they'd get shocked. So why are this certain group of people like assume that this community, this Mia community, they are only robbers or thieves, they commit rapes or whatever crimes are done in the state. I started working with the community at a very young age, at 8, you know, got recognized at 13. And I'm very proud to say I come from this community and I'm just like any other person.
Hi, Ma. Where are you?
Have you heard of the Mia people before? At the workshop today, Salma invited me to come with her to meet people from her community. And she's Mia?
Actually, they have got a bad name.
Do you know what a devoter is? Because a lot of people Salma knows are being left off the National Registry of Citizens, even though a lot of them have all the papers proving their citizenship.
It is sad, all this, yeah. Your citizenship is basically in question if you are a devotee.
I'm going to react to your devotee.
আনে রেডি
আমার কুলাই ভর দিতাছে
আনে নাম রবুল নাকি
আমার নামে রবুল না ওই যে লাইকা দিছে ওদিকে ডি হই আইছে আমি তো কহম না কি বকরিয়া কি করছে
আনের পোলাও ডিভোর্টার না আনের জামাইও আনে হাজবেন্ডও ডিভোর্টার না খালি আনে
আমি কাগজপাতি আমি মানিব্যাগ বুঝাই করে কাগজপাতি নিয়ে গেছি একটা পুলিশও আমার কাগজ দেয় না দুমালে ফটো মারতেছে আর কাহিকলে কয় কি বাংলাদেশি দর্শি কয় বাংলাদেশি দর্শি আমি আসামের মানুষ কয় বাংলাদেশি দর্শি তখন আমি আবার আমরা দুজনে কান্দতেছি যে আমরা আর বাল বাচ্চার মুখ দেখবো না শেষ তিরিশ ফুট ওয়াল এই ওয়াল দেখিচ্ছু দেখা যায় না আমরা কোনোদিন এই সূর্য দেখি নাই কোনোদিন চন্দ্র দেখি নাই
কতদিন আছে
সাড়ে তিনটা বছর থাকলাম মনে সাড়ে তিন বছর থাকলাম থাকার পরে কইছি যে আমার তো জীবনের কোনো ই নাই ভরসাই নেই বাপটা আমার সুখে মরে গেল গা আই রে বাপ পাই নেই গো আমি আমি বাবা পাই নেই গেলে আই রে আমার বাবা মরছে আমার সুখে আমার কানতে কানতে আমার বাবা মনে গেছে বাবা আব্বা বাড়াইছে হরি দেওয়া আমি আড়াইছি জেলে বই হইরে তারপরে সরকারে চাল লই আমারে আমার সব আড়াইয়ে দিয়ে হইরে আমার সর্বসারা কইরে আমার বাড়ি ঘর বিচ্ছন্ন শিল্প বিচ্ছন্ন কইরে আমার সব আড়াইয়ে আমার সরকারে চাললো আমার ছাড়ছে যে তাও তো আমার চারে নাই
How is it making you feel, Salma?
Like I said, when I worked in the detention center, it made similar thing, but this is breaking my heart that this is a very big violation of rights. Stories like this, it stays with me for long. Maybe I'm not sure, but it actually stays with me.
There is a two lines of a song that Hind desh ke nivasi chahe anek hai rang roop bhesh bhasha chahe anek hai lekin Hind desh ke nivasi sabhi jan ek hai I am a proud Indian I will be really glad that someone will enlighten me with that am I really living in a dictator state because India is not a theocratic state India is a democratic state like we all have different backgrounds when we present ourselves at the first we say we are Indian if that part lacks in us that we can't say that we are proudly Indian then I think there is a loss of nationality I don't want to portray my country outside as wrong because in a family when we place two utensils in a drawer or something it will definitely clash but what It's between us should be kept between us. I don't want to portray my country as a wrong outside the world because obviously I am a proud Indian, so I won't deny that.
Can I just say something?
Just one line. Sure.
Thank
you.
I think that's the last before we break for lunch. Can I just say one thing after her?
Yeah, one line just. Yeah. Just one.
After
okay, okay. No. When we come to democratic, we should be allowed to say whatever we want. And all of our voices should be heard. One thing. The next thing, injustice done somewhere is injustice done everywhere. How can we keep our problems only to India? It will definitely flow to some other places. We cannot help it. This is me, another proud Indian talking. And I really love the diversity because of which it was great fun to live at least and I enjoyed a better India maybe years back which I'm not enjoying now
is it okay if I talk to you directly about it
yeah.
See the thing like yeah. How you said because of connectivity we have moved beyond borders and being confident about criticizing your government is very necessary because if there were no criticism we'd be puppets of our own choice basically because we choose the government
even though democracy probably didn't exist I felt it did now I experience it not existing every message I type, every post I share, I would give a second thought. Sure. Every opinion I want to share, I have to think, who are the people? Are they linked? What if they're linked? I never knew a government could affect your basic relationship with another person. And that is, I feel threatened.
I went down to a huge new detention center they're building in Assam.
There is no detention center in Assam.
I've seen it for myself.
Oh. Have you? Is it a bit strange? Because here in England they have the same thing. Detention center for foreign people. It is scary, all this. I don't understand.
You are born and brought up in the UK.
No, I'm worried about you. Because you weren't born and brought up in the UK.
Yeah. Why worry? Don't worry, Ma. I haven't done anything. There is no reason why they will strip my citizenship.
I do hear her when she tells me not to worry. But I can't help remember what I'd seen in Sipajar and Manus. It mirrors fears I have in the UK of a divided, hostile environment. Manus
to see the kind of encroached villages on the other side of the river.
Okay.
So we were just talking to them. That's all we were doing. And this kind of like safari truck pulled up. These guys got out and then just went.
Uniform.
Just pulled their phone out and stuff. They were uniform. They started like filming us while we were having lunch.
And then at one point, this guy just straight up asked, "Are you Muslim?" I went back and I told them, you know, it's not safe. Let's go back.
Salma was like, after this, I'm not doing any more activism. I was really sad about that because she's like quite a strong force that doesn't.
I mean, in the last 2-3 years, we know about certain things, but I never faced this thing this way. It's kind of strange, also scary.
You chose to speak the truth, you will be in trouble. You choose not to, there'll be some other trouble. So this thing never ends, it's always there. But I mean, you have the privilege to speak, so might as well just use that power.
Has your identity difficult for you?
I think so.
Oh, my poor India.
Would you say you're a proud Indian?
I love India. But I don't like these things, the racist things.
Do you say you're a proud UK citizen?
I'm proud. I still feel like I'm Indian. I am now British, but I still feel like I'm Indian. I don't know why.
Can you teach me Assamese?